Continuing with our politics lead today and the debate over immigration reform, reaching a fever pitch out there on the campaign trail and on the airwaves. The hot-button issue has divided Republican candidates hoping to attract Hispanic voters, a major voting bloc instrumental in winning the White House. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham is in favor of a, quote, long, hard path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. Earlier today, I sat down with the presidential hopeful after his foreign policy speech at the Atlantic Council, and I asked him about Hillary Clinton's criticism of the Republican Party on illegal immigration and immigration reform, and on the impact of Donald Trump's controversial remarks and the impact on the Republican Party.
I don't need a lecture from Hillary Clinton about immigration reform. I've been in every gang you can be in the Senate. And if we had tattoos, I'd have an armful. I don't remember seeing her once. I don't remember seeing her at the table. She never came in meetings I was at. She was a public voice in 2009. I never remember her saying, wait a minute, President Obama, you promised to do immigration reform. Honor your promise. She didn't say a word. My party is in a hole with Hispanics. The first rule of politics when you're in a hole is stop digging. Somebody needs to take a shovel out of Donald Trump's hand. Here's the problem. We passed comprehensive bill after comprehensive bill in the Senate, and it goes to the Republican-controlled House, and it dies. That's got to stop. How do you go from 44% of the Hispanic vote down to 27%? You have to work at it. We've got two borders. We have the Canadian border and we've got the Mexican border. I've never met an illegal Canadian. Maybe there's some out there. But they come to Myrtle Beach, go swimming in March, and go back home. Nobody else wants to swim in Myrtle Beach in March except the Canadians. And we're glad to have them. So we've got about 11 million plus people live in poor and corrupt countries. They're coming here for a better way of life, but we got a right to control chaos. So as to Donald Trump, here's the mistake. You're right.